Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Ram Golder, and today my Sech is Baba Kama, Daf Pei Dal, the 8th Perakah Chovel. So the three topics we're going to focus on, and when the Gemara presents seven more proofs that Ein Tachas Ein refers to monetary payment, four of which are not accepted. The remaining three are, number one, the Torah says regarding one who wounds his fellow, Ken yinasenbo, so shall you give him, Ein nasina elamamun, and there's no giving except of money. The Gemara explains that the Pasuk's phrase is superfluous. Number two, the Torah says regarding Ein Zomim, Yad B'Yad, a hand for a hand, which the Gemara explains as extra teaching, Davar Hanitim Yad L'Yad, something which is given from hand to hand, meaning money. And number three, Gezer Shava of Tachas Tachas is ultimately derived from one who violates a Basua, Tachas Hesha'ina, for he had afflicted her, which is similarly a law about a person's damages. Eliezer says, Ein Tachas Ein Mamish, an eye for an eye is meant literally. Since he doesn't argue in all the previous mentioned Tanaim, Rav explains he means not to evaluate him as a slave. Abai rejects assessing him as a free man. Ben Chorin mi Yisrei Demei, does a free man have marketable value? Ravashi explains that Rabbi Gezer holds it's the damager's eye which is evaluated for payment, not the victim's. Point number two, Rav ruled that damage payments for an ox's injuries are collected in bavel, whether inflicted by people or animals, whereas a person's injuries are not. The Gemara explains that although judges in bavel lack the smicha required for judging any such cases, shichusai ka'avdinan, we are performing the agency of judges of Eretz Yisrael. After an extensive discussion, the Gemara concludes that knasos, penalties, such as kefa, are never collected in bavel. A monetary collection is only made by milsa de shchicha v'isbe chesron kis, in a matter which is common and also involves a monetary loss, such as a loan dispute. Therefore, where a person injures another, which is uncommon, damages are not collected. Boshas, humiliation, is not collected because it doesn't involve monetary loss. Although Rav said we collect damages one ox inflicts on another, we do not for Karen of a Tam, which is a Knas, and a Muad is an uncommon occurrence in Bavel. Rather, he's referring to damages under the categories of Shein and Regel, de Muadim et Chilasaninu, where they're considered Muadim from the beginning. And pointing with you, the Gemara seeks to identify the Tan of our mission who holds. One pays for Tsar, Shul B'Makam Nezek, pain even when there's no permanent damage. Rava says it's Ben Azai. In a Braisa, Rebbe says that Kviat Nemra Tchila, a simple burn without damage, was stated first in the Pasuk. Ben Azai says Chabur Nemra Tchila, a burn with a bruise, was stated first. Rava explains that Rebbe holds that the word Kviat, burn, in the beginning of the Pasuk would imply without a bruise, and the word Chabura, bruise at the end, clarifies that one is only liable for a burn with a bruise, meaning where there's damage. Ben Azai holds that burn would imply with a bruise, and the word bruise clarifies that the first word means even without a bruise. Thus, our Mishnah is Ben Azai. Rabbi says the opposite is more logical. The Tanaim are describing what the first word, burn, of the Pasuk means after the clarification of the final word, bruise. Rebbe, who says a burn means in the end without a bruise, is the Tan of our Mishnah. A third explanation of their Malchokas is given with the same conclusion. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara presents seven more proofs that Ein Tachas Ein refers to monetary payment, four of which are not accepted. The remaining three are, number one, the Torah says regarding one who wounds his fellow, Ken yinasenbo, so shall you give him, Ein nasina elamamun, and there's no giving except of money. The Gemara explains that the Pasuk's phrase is superfluous. Number two, the Torah says regarding Ein Zomim, Yad B'Yad, a hand for a hand, which the Gemara explains as extra teaching, Davar Hanitim Yad L'Yad, something which is given from hand to hand, meaning money. And number three, Gezer Shava of Tachas Tachas is ultimately derived from one who violates a Basua, Tachas Hesha'ina, for he had afflicted her, which is similarly a law about a person's damages. Eliezer says, Ein Tachas Ein Mamish, an eye for an eye is meant literally. Since he doesn't argue in all the previous mentioned Tanaim, Rav explains he means not to evaluate him as a slave. Abai rejects assessing him as a free man. Ben Chorin mi Yisrei Demei, does a free man have marketable value? Ravashi explains that Rabbi Gezer holds it's the damager's eye which is evaluated for payment, not the victim's. Point number two, Rav ruled that damage payments for an ox's injuries are collected in bavel, whether inflicted by people or animals, whereas a person's injuries are not. The Gemara explains that although judges in bavel lack the smicha required for judging any such cases, shichusai ka'avdinan, we are performing the agency of judges of Eretz Yisrael. After an extensive discussion, the Gemara concludes that knasos, penalties, such as kefa, are never collected in bavel. A monetary collection is only made by milsa de shchicha v'isbe chesron kis, in a matter which is common and also involves a monetary loss, such as a loan dispute. Therefore, where a person injures another, which is uncommon, damages are not collected. boshes, humiliation is not good because it doesn't involve monetary loss. Although Rava said we collect damages one ox inflicts on another, we do not for Karen of a tum, which is a knas, and a mu'ud is an uncommon occurrence in Bavel. Rather, he's referring to damages under the categories of shein and regel, de mu'adim mitchilas aninu, where they're considered mu'adim from the beginning. And pointing with you, the Gemara seeks to identify the tan of our mission who holds. One pays for tsar, shul b'makom nezek, pain even when there's no permanent damage. Rava says it's ben azai. In a brisa, Rebbe says that kviat nemra tchila, a simple burn without damage, was stated first in the pasuk. Ben azai says chabur nemra tchila, a burn with a bruise, was stated first. Rava explains that Rebbe holds that the word kviat, burn, in the beginning of the pasuk would imply without a bruise, and the word chabura, bruise at the end, clarifies that one is only liable for a burn with a bruise, meaning where there's damage. Ben azai holds that burn would imply with a bruise, and the word bruise clarifies that the first word means even without a bruise. Thus, our Mishnah is ben azai. Rabbi says the opposite is more logical. The Tanaim are describing what the first word, burn, of the pasuk means after the clarification of the final word, bruise. Rebbe, who says a burn means in the end without a bruise, is the Tan of our Mishnah. A third explanation of their Melchokas is given with the same conclusion. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei Dalet, and this was suggested to us by Aaron Warsaw from Queens. He suggested that Pei Dalet is a launch pad, and we often use a rocket ship as the Siman. So here goes. The man in his rocket ship he bought with the monetary compensation he was awarded for losing his eye, which he named Yad B'Yad, about to fly to Bavel to collect more compensation for regal damages, which are common and involve a monetary loss, was approached by a man who said he owed him money for the pain he caused when the rocket ship's flames burned his fingernail. Once again, slow motion. The man in his rocket ship, that must be one of Pei Dalet. The man in his rocket ship he bought with the monetary compensation he was awarded for losing his eye, which reminds us the Gemara brings three more sources that Ein Tachas Ein means monetary compensation. One of the sources is the Torah says regarding Ein Zomim, Yad B'Yad, a hand for a hand, which the Gemara explains as extra teaching, Davra Nitin Mi Yad L'Yad, something which is given from hand to hand, meaning money. So the man in his rocket ship he bought with the monetary compensation he was awarded for losing his eye, which he named Yad B'Yad, about to find a Bavel to collect more compensation for regal damages, which are common and involve a monetary loss, which reminds us a monetary collection is only made in Bavel, but milsa the shchichah v'ispe chesron kis, in a manner which is common and also involves a monetary loss, such as a loan dispute. Therefore, when a person injures another, which is uncommon, damages are not collected. Boshas, humiliation, is not collected because it doesn't involve a monetary loss. Although Rava said that we collect damages one ox inflicts on another, we do not for Karen of a tum, which is a kanas, and a mu'ud is an uncommon occurrence in Bavel. Rather, he is referring to damages under the categories of shein and regel, the mu'adim and chilasin, where they are considered mu'adim from the beginning. So the man in his rocket ship he bought with the monetary compensation he was awarded for losing his eye, which he named Yad B'Yad, about to fight a Bavel to collect more compensation for regal damages, which are common and involve a monetary loss, was approached by a man who said he owed him money for the pain he caused when the rocket ship's flames burned his fingernail. Which reminds the Gemara brings him alcohol, whether one pays for its tsar, shalob makom nezek, pain without damage, such as burning someone's fingernail. So once again, the man in his rocket ship he bought with the monetary compensation he was awarded for losing his eye, which he named Yad B'Yad, about to fight a Bavel to collect more compensation for regal damages, which are common and involve a monetary loss, was approached by a man who said he owed him money for the pain he caused when the rocket ship's flames burned his fingernail. All right, so now it's time for four Balabak Chazara. Daf Pei, so the Simmer Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The sad painter, that must be more in Daf Pei. The sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio, which reminds us, on the previous daf, the Mishnah stated, Ein megadlin behema daka be'eretz Yisrael. One may not raise small domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael because of their tendency to wander into and graze in other people's property. In a braisa was taught, Rosh asked the tshuva, a shepherd, who has repented from raising small animals in Eretz Yisrael, Ein mechayvin osalim kor miyad, we do not obligate him to sell them all immediately, which might prevent him from selling them for fear of financial loss. Al mokra al yad, rather, he may sell them little by little. So the sad painter painting pictures of the sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio didn't notice the black cat son of a white cat attack his little son's hand, which reminds us, the Gemara waits, that a cat once cut off the hand of a child, whereupon Rav declared publicly, Chatua mutar lahargo, it's permitted to kill a cat, it's forbidden to keep it, it has no prohibition against stealing it, and concerning it, there's no obligation of returning lost item to its owner. So the sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio didn't knows the black cat son of a white cat attack his little son's hand by the door that never opened since the day he got the notice that his appointment to get smicha was canceled. Which reminds us, the Gemara quotes three statements from the sons of Rav Papa, one of them being, Delos haninelis will be mehira tiftach, a door which is closed on a person's success will not quickly be opened. Marzutra explains it refers to smicha, ordination, meaning if someone was supposed to receive smicha but was prevented, it will not be easily achieved. Daf pay off. So the simon daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must be one daf pay off. The grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Asar Tanaim, Hisna Yeshua. Yeshua stipulated 10 conditions with Klal Yisrael when dividing Eretz Yisrael, and then goes on to list them. So the grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, who saw two great rabbis walk along the side of his field to avoid the obstacles on Bavel Street, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Shmuel and Rav Yehuda were walking on the road in Bavel, and Shmuel turned to the side of the road to avoid the obstacles in the road. Rav Yehuda asked if Yeshua's conditions apply in Bavel, and Shmuel replied, Shani Omer afil b'chutzlarts, yes, because I say they apply even abroad, and certainly in Bavel. So the grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, who saw two great rabbis walk along the side of his field to avoid the obstacles on Bavel Street, didn't realize that one of his grandkids had gotten lost in the vineyard until the kid cut his way through and appeared. Which reminds us, a braisa illustrates Yeshua's ninth condition. Haro chavero tov ben akrami, one who sees his friend lost among the vineyards, mefasik ve'o mefasik ve'yored, should cut his way through up and down, ad shemahalei le'ir o l'derek, until he reaches the city or the road. V'chen hu shetov ben akrami, and so it is when he himself is lost among the vineyards. Dav pei beis, so the simur dav pei beis is peanut butter. So here goes. During the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, that must be on daf pei beis, peanut butter. During the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, as the pasuk about the Yidden not finding water for 3 days was read, which reminds us, the Gemara lists 10 takanas which Ezra enacted, one of which is V'korin B'sheni B'chamishi. They read from the Torah Monday and Thursday. The Gemara said this was instituted much earlier when the Jews were traveling in the desert. The pasuk says they went for 3 days V'lo Matzu Mayim, but did not find water. And this is darshaned in Mayim El HaTorah. Water is only intended to refer to Torah. So why then is it referred to as Ezra's enactment? The Gemara answers that the original enactment only required one person reading three psukim, or three people reading three, corresponding to the three groups of Jews, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Ezra instituted that three people read a total of 10 psukim, corresponding to the Asara Batanim, the 10 unoccupied men of the city. So, during the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, as the pasuk about the Yidden not finding water for 3 days was read, a man barged in and said that his wife got peanut butter stuck in her hair and was having a hard time combing it out, which reminds us, Ezra's eighth takana was, Shetei Isha Chofefes Votovelas, that a woman shall comb her hair to remove any chatzitza and then immerse herself in the mikvah. The Gemara said this requirement is a deraisa and answers that deraisa one would only be required to examine the hair, for perhaps it's knotted or somewhat dirty, thereby invalidating the tefillah because of a chatzitza. Ezra instituted that women comb their hair to ensure that there's no chatzitza. So, during the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, as the pasuk about the Yid not finding water for 3 days was read, a man barged in and said that his wife got peanut butter stuck in her hair and was having a hard time combing it out, and said he noticed a pig in a peanut sack hanging on a rope on the outside wall, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis stated, Ein Magadlin Chazirin B'Kol Makom, one may not raise swine anywhere. This is based on the incident when Hyrcanus was besieging his brother Astaboas in Yerushalayim, when the besiegers put a swine into the basket that was meant for the lamb that would be used for the daily Avodah, and it stuck its hooves into the wall, and Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsa. At that time they declared, Aru Ar'ish Yegadol Chazirim, cursed is the man who raises swine. Daf Pei Gimel, so the similar Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The boy on the pogo stick, that must be on Daf Pei Gimel. The boy, the pogo stick, being chased by a dog, which reminds us, the Mishnah and Daf Ein Tes Amud Beis stated, one may not raise a dog unless it's bound with chains. A Bryce adds that one may raise a dog near the border of a neighboring nation for protection and should tie it up by day and release it by night. Rabbi Ezra Gadol said, "Hamagadol klavim kamagadol chazirim. One who raises dogs is like one who raises pigs and is included in the rabbi's curse for raising swine." So the boy in the pogo stick being chased by a dog jumped past the Chamisha Dvarim based in, which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, "Achov b'chavero, one who wounds his fellow, chayv alav mishum Chamisha Dvarim, can be liable on his account for five things, benezek, damage, tsar, pain, ripui, healing, sheves, unemployment, and boshes, humiliation." The Mishnah elaborates on each one. So the boy in the pogo stick being chased by a dog jumped past the Chamisha Dvarim based in, where a man who was assaulted and lost his eye walked out with cash compensation, which reminds us, the Gemara brings sources that ayin tachas ayin, eye for eye, means monetary payment. All right, so now it's time to conclude the Pal quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the learned that door which is closed will not quickly be opened is referring to someone who was prevented from getting smicha? That's on Daf. Pay. Good. Number two, which stuff you learned in Bava, they only judge cases that are milsed the shchicha v'ispe chesron kis, that's on Daf. Pay dollar. Good. Number three, which stuff do we the mission that lists the chamisha dvarim, the five payments that one is chai for personal injury, that's on Daf. Pay gimel. Good. Number four, which of them that one of Yeshua's ten tanaim is that one lost in someone's vineyard may cut his way out, that's on Daf. Pay off. Good. Number five, which daf to machos is whether one pays for a tsar shaloba makam nezek, pain without damage, such as burning someone's fingernail, that's on daf. Pay dollar. Good. Number six, which daf do we have sources that ein tachas ein, eye for eye, is understood to mean cash compensation, that's on daf. Pay gimel. Good. Number seven, which daf do we have Ezra's takana of Kriyas Torah on Mondays and Thursdays, that's on daf. Pay base. Good. Number eight, which daf are three additional sources brought that ein tachas ein refers to monetary compensation? That's on daf. Pay dollar. Good. Number nine, which daf when the Yeshua's 10 to 9 also blind Bavel and the rest of Chutz La'aretz? That's on daf. Pay off. Good. Number 10, which daf does Gemara discuss the issue of raising dogs in Eretz Yisrael? That's on daf. Pay gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.